My guest today is Pradap Ladani. Pradap, how are you?
I'm doing good, David. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on my show.
No problem.
What do
you
do?
My pleasure. I'm a customer partner success PM on the Power Apps Flow and CDS engineering team.
Mm-hmm.
So I work closely with early adopter customers. I try to get feedback from them while they are trying to adopt these technologies. Also, I help them out if they get stuck in some product issue or they found a gap. And they're not able to overcome that, we try to unlock those scenarios.
Oh, excellent. I think I told you yesterday that my son just started working with Power Apps.
Yes, you did.
And
yes.
So as a result of that, I'm trying to learn it too, because
Great.
It's new to me.
Great.
Is it fair to say that Power Apps, the message isn't out there broadly yet, that people mm-hmm. are just now discovering it?
Yes.
What?
Power Apps actually is a product which has been in GA since November last year.
Okay.
So it's close to 8-9 months
okay.
now. However, I think it has not caught up that attention yet broadly. So it is a service actually for Microsoft. So
yeah.
anybody could just sign in mm-hmm. and create customized applications that will run in any platform, iOS, Android, Windows, and the web, without writing any code.
Right.
So it's a very great value proposition. You don't need to learn any new technology. PowerPoint and Excel skills is what you can bring in, and you can start writing apps that could run on your phone.
Oh, okay. So it's an in-browser development experience for building applications.
Yeah, we have an in-browser experience as well. We also have an installed app experience. Which
oh,
is
I haven't seen that one. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there is a Windows 8 or Windows 10 Studio app. We call it the Power App Studio,
okay.
which is, you can download it from the store,
hmm.
and you can use that to create the app too. So we had that first,
okay.
and the web experience came later.
Oh,
however,
right.
the usage on the web, obviously, as you can imagine, is much higher than the installed version.
All right, now we've got a lot of tools designed to build applications. What does Power Apps do that the other ones doesn't?
Yeah, so one promise, as I mentioned, the Power Apps is a no-code application solution.
Ah.
So you need not learn any development code, not even JavaScript, not even HTML, CSS. You make it such that power users, citizen developers, as some
so
of the industry
yeah,
people call it now,
non-developers,
non-developers.
I like that term, developers.
Citizen developers. It's something that the industry has already picked up as a term. They can use PowerPoint and Excel skills. So what we generally say, how do you differentiate a power user versus a regular user?
Mm-hmm.
The one who is using technology, so if there is a team of 10 people, one or two of them would be ahead of technology. They will try to learn the newest things first.
Right.
They'll try to apply a new technology to their solution first. So they are close to business,
right.
but they are experimental in learning new technologies. They are the first ones to pick it up. They may have a developer background, but it's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And they're generally good at Excel and Office tools. So, they know how to use if and lookups and VLOOKUPs in
okay.
if Excel. So we are bringing Excel and PowerPoint skills to the table to create
right.
apps. The second value prop that Power Apps provides is it's a cross-platform application development platform.
Hmm.
So you create an app, it runs in iOS, Android, Windows, and the web. So
okay.
same app will compile and run exactly the same way in all the platforms.
Are there specific types of applications that are ideal for Power Apps?
Yes, Power Apps, we like to call it snack applications or task-focused applications.
Okay.
If you are, there is a persona who wants to do a few tasks, and he wants to create a customized experience for doing those tasks, Power Apps would really shine on those use cases.
Give me an example of a task.
Like I want to inspect, I'm a property inspector, and I want to go ahead and take pictures of my property, write some notes about it, probably locate the GPS location while I'm taking the pictures. So some specific tasks which I would love to do, I
okay.
have a powerful device like a phone which has multiple cameras, GPS sensors and everything,
All right.
but I just can't do it today because there is no app available to help me do exactly
right.
that. I either have to search an app in their app stores or ask a developer to create an app for me,
okay.
which sometimes is too time consuming, too costly, and I would rather never do it. So what do? I take a picture using my camera, come back, stitch together a Word document,
right.
and I write down notes that I've taken. So it's a very crude way.
Sure.
Many a times the apps that are potential for Power Apps, you can find them either as a paper-based process or an Excel-based process or a manual process.
Mm-hmm.
And those are excellent use cases. So not large monolithic apps, but small task-focused apps which are developed for a given persona are the really ones, great ones that shine with Power
okay.
Apps.
And in that example you called out, there's a couple of things that are a big challenge to mobile developers, which is accessing things like the camera
yes.
and the GPS,
yes.
that's which is different across different platforms. Does Power Apps help you with that?
Exactly. So Power Apps, as a development tool, abstracts out all the complexity of interfacing with these sensors and make these controls available to a Power Apps developer or a maker just by, they just drag a camera control and it works across all platforms. If they want to get the GPS location, we have a function called a location. It's not even a function, it's just an object that is always available. They do location.latitude, location.longitude, and they get the...
Oh, and that accesses the library will perform the appropriate
call
on
all platforms. It'll translate it.
Oh, that sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, and it also prompts. So for the first time, if you drop the camera on an app, then the first time I say I share the app with you and you're using the app, it will prompt you for a consent dialogue too.
Right.
That this app uses a camera, do you want to proceed ahead?
Sure.
This app uses your location, do you want to give permission? So it does all the right things, but it abstracts out all the complexity.
That's
for the
very
developer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tools like this, they empower end users.
That's exactly right.
So that they don't need us programmers anymore. Is that
well, then the programmers could focus on really business critical work.
Right.
And if you look at the way enterprises look at it is too, these type of solutions would never get the right business funding to create apps by professional developers. You know, if the scenarios I'm looking with customers, these are low-hanging scenarios, which if you try to justify the ROI for, it wouldn't have the necessary mileage to justify a $400,000 app development effort. And typically that's what the number we've seen, $250,000 to $400,000, roughly like 6 weeks to 8 weeks worth of effort for two developers for creating a version of an app which is cross-platform. It is still time-consuming and tedious in spite of all the right tool sets for creating mobile apps. So this helps in that jump.
Oh, well, part of the reason for that high cost, though, is the big enterprises, they've got a lot of governance around this. They want to make sure that security is in
place.
That's right. Is that an issue now if we're now empowering power
users? Yeah, so Power Users is a part of the, it uses Azure AD behind the scene for identity. So it cannot, every user of Power Apps has to be authenticated.
Oh.
And with that, a lot of governance and security automatically comes. So if your administrator has already set up a multi-factor authentication, by default Power Apps will also use the same multi-factor authentication to identify somebody. Because it's going through the corporate identity, there is already telemetry in place which Power Apps can capture. There is data loss prevention policies that administrators can prevent apply those policies on a tenant or an environment that can prevent data leakage upfront.
Oh, okay.
So that because it's not isolated, it's a cloud solution, we do have all the calls going through the cloud, so we can have a governance layer, and it's well integrated with the Office 365 Admin Center. So it's not an isolated app development experience, which would then need to be governed separately. It's part of the Office 365 ecosystem.
Does that mean that users have to have Office 365 and Active Directory enabled in order to use Power Apps?
Office 365 is not required, but if you do have Office 365, it will work with that. In fact, Power Apps is licensed as part of Office 365 too, so you don't even need a separate license if you have Office 365, at least to reach out to Office data and simple data sources like SharePoint and SQL.
Oh yeah.
But if you do not have Office 365, there is a community edition for developers to get started. A community edition is similar to Visual Studio Community. It is available perpetually free for developers to learn. So you can start learning, you don't need to have any licenses required.
Okay.
But if you want to just use Power Apps without any Office license, there is a standalone version as well, which you can buy. So multiple ways to acquire Power Apps for enterprises.
And is it more designed for enterprise applications or applications behind the firewall than, let's say, putting something into the iPhone store?
Certainly, it is 100% designed towards employee scenarios.
Okay.
Internal enterprise scenarios. You cannot create an app that can be deployed to an iPhone store today, or that's not a design point for us. We are not targeting those type of consumer app scenarios. We're targeting more in-house enterprise focused scenarios using Power Apps.
All right. You mentioned SharePoint as a data source and some common data source as well. What kind of data can you use?
One more value proposition of Power Apps, which is really something that gets a lot of people started, and if I look at comparing that with developers, this is a great value add. So Power Apps has out of the box available 100 plus connectors today. These connectors make it simple to connect to a lot of different data sources. I'll give a few examples. SharePoint, SQL Server, either both of these data sources, either it's on the cloud like SharePoint Online or SQL Azure, or it could be even residing on behind your firewall on a data center somewhere in your organization. Power Apps can, without writing any code, just by a configuration, connect to all of that and get data for it in order to create your app or get the data for your app. Then there are so many other systems, like we can get data from social media, like Twitter and Facebook. You can get even from enterprise SaaS solutions, like even Dynamics 365 or Salesforce. Right. You can get data from so many different systems, including some of the latest cognitive services APIs. So we have a Face API.
Wow.
We have so many different services which you can get data from. And one good point about Power Apps is, if you do not find a connector out there, you can create your own custom connector to reach out to any RESTful API.
This is where the programmer would come in.
Exactly. And for developers, they could create RESTful APIs or expose RESTful APIs already there by just a simple Swagger document. So it's an open API definition about the interface about your REST API. And Power Apps can read that document and understand how to call your service. It will expose it as a function within Power Apps. So for example, I have a custom function I've created to do something in the cloud and return me some values. Mm. And I call that function foo. The service called my service. Once I register it within Power Apps, then anybody who has access to my service can say my service.foo, and it will behind the scene call my service, get the results, and display.
Very nice.
So I don't have to then do any wire up, any plugging.
Mm, okay.
So how we look at it is, in an enterprise, Power user could just use the UI and the services exposed by pro developers.
Okay.
And pro developers could play a role either in exposing those services, and we make it easy, super easy to use those, create those services using Azure Functions, Azure's API apps, and many of our Azure properties. We make it super easy to consume, create those services and consume within Power Apps.
That sounds excellent. Where do people go to get started?
PowerApps.com is the best place to start. And there is a very great set of videos and tutorials put up by our team called the Guided Learning. It's there in the right front. You can see documentation and Guided Learning. They are snackable videos, 5-minute videos for us to get, what is it about and get started. In fact, last month there was an entire 6-week EDX course also launched. AKMS/PA/EDX, and I'll send you the link. You can paste it there. Would be the link for you to go, and you can even get your certification if finish that course. There is absolutely a lot of great resources to get started.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, David. I'm here at our internal conference called Microsoft Ready, where I met David. And this is a conference focused on technology, and I'm amongst friends here. I meet a lot of my colleagues and friends from my previous teams. So it's amazing to have this kind of a meeting here at Ready.